Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1096, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Couldn't tell you anybody who came to the factory the first Saturday I watched. The second time, I think there were some young ladies working up on the fourth floor. I don't know about the third time. I don't know whether anybody was working there Thanksgiving or not. I didn't see Mr. Schiff at all. I will swear that he was not in the office with Mr. Frank. I don't know whether any ladies were working there the next time or not. I have been back in the metal department, but I never have been on the right-hand side where the machines are. I have swept on the second floor, but not in the metal department. I don't know where those vats are back there. I don't know what you are talking about. I don't know anything about the plating room. I never have been in Mr. Quinn's office. I have put disinfectants in the ladies' and gentlemen's closets back there. I wouldn't go inside. I would only go to the door. I stood outside of the door and sprinkled it in a little way. Outside of that, and going to Mr. Quinn's office, I have never been on the left-hand side of the factory. I have been there where they wash the lead at, and I have stuck bills in Mr. Quinn's office. Yes, I have been back in there where that dark place is. I don't know how many times I have stacked some boxes back in there. I have been back there 3 times altogether, sometime before Christmas. Yes, sir, you can see from the top of the stairway back in there. I have been back there 3 times altogether, sometime before Christmas. Yes, sir, you can see from the top of the stairway to Mr. Frank's inside office. A man sitting at Mr. Frank's desk can see people coming up the stairway if he is watching for them. If the safe door is open, I don't hardly think he can see them. If it is shut, he can. I am certain of that. I thought you were talking about the third floor. He couldn't see people coming up from the first floor. He can see them after they get along by the clock. I left the factory 5:30 Friday afternoon before the factory stopped. I think I punched when I went out. One of them was 10 minutes fast. That was the one on the right. I left there without drawing my money because I knew I wasn't going to draw but $2.75, and I owed the watchman $1, and I owed Wed I wouldn't have enough for me and to pay him, and I told Mr. Frank not to let Snowball draw it for me. Snowball drew it for me and met me at the shoe shop at the corner of Alabama and Forsyth Street. He gave me $1.75. I wasn't supposed to draw but $2.75, and Mr. Frank taken that dollar for the watchman and stuck an extra dollar in my envelope, and that made $3.75. I don't remember how many beers I drank Friday. Yes, I told Mr. Scott I got up at 9 o'clock that morning. That wasn't true. I ate breakfast about 7. Yes, I told Mr. Black I ate at 9:30. That wasn't true. I left my house between 7 and 7:30. I told Mr. Scott I left somewhere between 10 and 10:30. No, that wasn't true. I got to Peter Street about 8:25. I don't know how long I stayed there. Some things in my affidavit that I made are true. Yes, there are some things in my last affidavit that are true. I was arrested on the 1st of May. I sent for Mr. Black to come down when I made my first statement on May 18th. Yes, I denied I had been to the factory in that statement. I made